With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We're expecting another eventful week as President Trump's policy on tariffs kicks into an even higher gear. On Wednesday, he's promising to slap reciprocal tariffs on other countries, including some major trading partners and allies of the U.S. Mr. Trump says many have been taking advantage of us for way too long, and it's time to put a stop to it. Disney and its ABC TV network are coming under the microscope at the Federal Communications Commission. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a letter to Disney's CEO, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr said the investigation will see whether the company is promoting invidious forms of DEI discrimination. He said he has significant concerns about Disney's practices. The Trump administration has taken aggressive action against the media by shutting down Voice of America and limiting AP's White House coverage. The FCC currently has open investigations into ABC, CBS, and NBC News. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, the death toll from last week's powerful earthquake that devastated Myanmar has topped 1,700. At least 3,400 people injured, more than 300 others unaccounted for.
270 monks were taking a religious exam when the quake hit, decimating the building. 70 were able to escape, but 50 have already been found dead, and around 100 are still unaccounted for. Meanwhile, Thai authorities coordinating efforts to find anyone left alive under a Bangkok collapsed building say they have detected signs of possible life. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Freezing rain and severe storms left several hundred thousand people without power across parts of Michigan, as well as Wisconsin and Indiana over the weekend. As of this morning, the lights have been slowly coming back on. This is SRN News. Utah's governor signing a law requiring app stores to verify users' ages and get parental consent for minors.
It's called the App Store Accountability Act, and Utah is the first state to enact such legislation. Under the new law, app stores are required to request age information and get parental consent for minors to download apps to their devices. Similar bills have been introduced in at least 12 other states in the latest fight over children's online safety. Utah's governor also signed a measure last week to protect the children of online content creators. George Williams, SRN News.
Under a Tennessee bill, students would be taught marriage before children as one key to success. The proposal advancing inside the state's GOP-controlled legislature would teach a proper sequence of life events, high school, job or higher education, marriage, and then kids. Proponents argue the plan could help to lift people out of poverty. SRN News. The scourge of many a cotton field here in the U.S., these pests, a type of beetle, are being welcomed with open arms elsewhere in the world.
South Africa unleashing weevils imported from the United States in a bid to fight off the growth of Salvinia minima. That's an alien species of aquatic plant native to South America. Scientists will release the weevils at sites across North Africa while also setting up breeding plants to increase their numbers. They hope the weevils munch their way through the Salvinia and damage it so it sinks. Researchers warn the invasive plant, which stops oxygen from getting to the water, is now threatening to invade neighboring countries Zimbabwe, Botswana, and Mozambique. Jason Walker reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 273 points, the NASDAQ off 380. More details at SRNNews.com.